Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
I know we're past the holidays, but, you know, I just was looking through some stuff that I had saved over the holidays. And one of the things that I had saved was a list of things that didn't exist on Christmas 20 years ago. And I was looking at this list. It's a pretty amazing list. The iPhone, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Android, Bitcoin, Tesla, iPad, Gmail, Netflix, Amazon Prime, SpaceX, Slack, Reddit, WhatsApp, Messenger, Google Maps, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Chrome, Skype, Spotify, Airbnb, Uber. That's the list that I had saved. Also, I would say Getter, at JeffyJFR on Getter, was also not around on Christmas 20 years ago. All those things not around. Could you get by in today's world without any of them? I don't know. I mean, everybody would say, well, of course, you don't need Facebook or you don't need YouTube and Instagram, but do you need Amazon Prime? You kind of. I mean, if you want products delivered to your home quickly, that's the number one way to do it. The rest, you know, Chrome, yeah. Do we need it? No. But do we use it, and is it the best? Yes. Uber, I mean, yeah, if you want to travel around in today's world, that's taxi cabs. That's living without your own car, right? Many of these things I realize that you don't need, but these things are a big part of our everyday life, and they weren't even around 20 years ago. So it just gets you thinking that what's going to happen in the future, 20 years from now, what are we going to have that we don't have now? And I'm hoping that someone listening to this show live, 1/5/2022, comes up with something huge that will change the world. I want that to happen for you. Come up with something that will change the world, because otherwise you're just going to sit around and wait to win the lottery. And, you know, I'm okay with that too, but you're not really doing anything constructive for society. I mean, tonight is $630 million in the Powerball, which is $448.4 million cash payout. Take a moment with me, will you? What could you do with $448.4 million in cash? Welcome to Chewing the Fat. I saw a recent study of 2,000 Americans that said the average respondent said they've cooked the same meal 28 times since the pandemic started. And my answer to that is, so? I mean, if you had moink bacon, hello? Yeah, if you could see and taste this bacon from moinkbox.com, you would order it right now, and you'd be willing to make it a lot more than 28 times in a year or two. That is for sure. Oh, my God.
It's too bad you're not going to be able to taste the moink meat bacon.
That's a fact. It is too bad. But it really isn't too bad, because you can taste the moink meat bacon. All you have to do is go to moinkbox.com/Jeffy right now Yeah. Moinkbox.com/Jeffy. You go there right now, you can have the Moinkbox bacon. I know. You can have that Moinkbox bacon delivered direct to your door, and you can eat it 28 times or 128 times. Go to moinkbox.com/Jeffy right now and make it happen. Moink delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, and they're going to deliver it all direct to your door. Helping family farms become financially independent outside of big agriculture. Their animals are raised outdoors, their fish swim wild in the ocean, and Moink meat is free of antibiotics, hormones, sugar, and all the other junk that you find prepackaged in the meat aisle. I can't tell you how much I love the bacon, and the filet mignon, oh man, was so good. And it's just their the Moink hamburger ground beef was wonderful. I can't get enough of it, as you can probably tell by my photos. So Moink was founded by an eighth generation farmer who was featured on Shark Tank. Host Kevin O'Leary said it was the best bacon he's ever tasted. And you, by hearing it cook from my video, you know I agree with that. And Jamie Smenoff, creator of Ring Video, he invested in Moink. They'll guarantee you'll say, oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got moinked. You know what? I'm going to guarantee that as well. You will say, oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got moinked when that Moink box gets delivered to your home. I know. And you're going to say, Jeffy, you were right. You were right. Oink, oink, I'm just so happy I got moinked. You can sign up for moinkbox.com/Jeffy and get a year of filet mignon for free. And then pick what meats you want delivered to you in your first box. And you can change what you get each month, and you can cancel at any time. Moinkbox.com/Jeffy. Do it right now. You can get a year of filet mignon for free. Join the Moink movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/Jeffy right now. Listeners of this show, Chewing the Fat, right now, you're going to get that free filet mignon for a year. 1 year of the best filet mignon you'll ever taste. It's for a limited time, so do it right now. moinkbox.com/Jeffy. That's moinkbox.com/Jeffy. So if you have a strong dedication and a strong passion for isolation and peace and quiet, you might be the one for this job. The Ship Inn on Peel Island, P-I-E-L Island, off the coast of England near Barrow-in-Furness, is looking for someone to take the helm, and you must be okay with some rough weather, occasionally intense isolation, and the long hours. But according to this, there's plenty of perks, like the island has seals and other wildlife in abundance, and it's popular among campers and bird watchers, so yeah, okay then. But actually, the biggest perk is that when you get the gig, you're named king or queen. You know, they might give it to a woman too, but you're either king or queen. You're the ruler of the island. Yes, I want to be the king of Peel Island, the Ship Inn, the king, Kingfisher. Yes, I want that. The job description, though, notes that the operator needs to appreciate the constraints offered by power, weather, access, and its location within an area site of special scientific interest as well. Successful applicants will have to not only manage and maintain the pub, but the island as a whole. That's a big job. That's a big gig. It's a 50-acre island. Okay. And there's ruins of a 14th century castle there. But you get to be king, so, or queen. And you get to, you know, be in charge of the bar. I'm sorry, the inn. You know, the pub. So that might be worth it just to stay drunk all day. looks like the place is getting run down a little bit. So bring me some beer. Now, if you get the job, they have a crowning ceremony too. You get a throne, you get the saber, you get beer poured on your head. I would say save the beer. Don't pour it on my head. Let me drink it. But they're looking for someone. They need someone. You need to be there for about 10 years. You're able to do that for about 10 years, you get the gig. Now, you can go to the island's website, which is peelisland.co.uk/contact-us. I would say just Google Peel Island and you'll probably come right up. But you know that as well as I do. And you can check it out. They've got all the info there. It looks really fascinating. Now, apparently, there's a way to walk there from time to time. It talks about how to, I mean, it's an island. But as I was looking through some of the stories of the island, like you can camp there and there's people that can camp there. The ferry goes to the island daily during the summer season from 11 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon, subject to weather. And so there's camping that, you know, of course they can run out there. And during the winter, you're going to be hosting various specialty weekends, including murder mystery, learn to cook with guest chefs, gourmet dining, romantic, and many more. And you can add and think of your own if you want, because guess what? You're king! So, okay. I mean, I guess you get to eat the fresh fish and maybe you cook up some seal. And man, does that sound good, doesn't it? No, doesn't it? I know it does. You never know, it may be a good time to get out of the country and become a king somewhere, because General Motors, I just saw this headline, it's incredible to me. General Motors has been the top-selling automaker in the United States every single year since 1931. And no more. Japan's Toyota dethroned GM as the number one automaker in the country in 2021. Wow. Japan sold 2.3 million vehicles in 2021. That's up 10% from the year before. GM sold 2.2 million, almost even. I don't know, 100,000 cars or so. Down 13% from 2021. Wow. So according to this, all the automakers have had to navigate that nasty chip shortage. Toyota managed to do it better than GM. They had a bunch of recalls, too. Wow. Even if GM recaptures the title next year, 2021's results still show that the U.S. auto wins have shifted forever. According to this, the dominance of the U.S. automakers in the U.S. market is over, according to Eric Gordon, University of Michigan business professor. No car manufacturer suffered from a lack of demand in 2021. Limited production capacity is primarily to blame for the bottleneck. Average new vehicle prices surged 20% last month alone to record $45,700 for an average car. Wow. That's incredible. Ford's electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck selling like hotcakes, according to this article. Really? Have you gotten your electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck yet? The company, which itself was leapfrogged by GM in 1931 as the U.S.'s top automaker, and it certainly hasn't gone up since then. All right, how's with the trucks, Jeff? Okay, well, we'll see what it says here. All right. Is doubling production capacity for the electric F-150 Lightning pickup truck thanks to a huge demand. I'd like to see what that huge demand is, because I find that hard to believe. But if it's true, it's true. Sales of the electric 150 are considered the bellwether of the interest in electric vehicles in the U.S., considering the F-Series has been the top-selling vehicle in the country for decades. Well, we'll see. I mean, Tesla is still pretty good. But I would like to know the actual numbers, which they aren't giving out. Plus, if you were thinking about an electric pickup truck, and it's just me thinking off the top of my head, if you were thinking of an electric pickup truck and you were stuck in the snow and ice in Virginia the past few days, how's that electricity helping you out there? It looked to me that those gas-powered engines were the best thing to have at that point. Maybe it's just me. Let's go to the break room, shall we? I need something cold to drink. Oh, my gosh. Desperately. Oh. I don't know if I've told you this before, but that is good. Did you see where the Grammys are probably going to be postponed again? I know the 64th Annual Grammy Awards was set for January 31st of 2022 at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. And the later date is going to be set because we're not really sure when we can do it, but we're worried about Omicron. And according to sources with direct knowledge, says it's looking likely you're probably going to have to wait to see Trevor Noah. Oh, no, I know. Sad, sad news that the Grammys. Now, they're still going to have it. It's just going to be delayed a little bit. That's all. Now, the Golden Globes, which takes place on the 9th this weekend. I don't know that it'd be fun to watch, but I love seeing who won the awards. That's still going on. The Golden Globe says, hey, we're happening. I know we've got Omicron concerns, but, you know, so be it. We're still gonna have it. So, all right. Now, the Golden Globes is taking place at the Beverly Hilton, but there's not going to be anyone there. No audience. No red carpet. Why even have it at the Beverly Hilton? Just set up a back room closet and read them out. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. So congratulations. And they're going to have remarks from all these people, but the ceremony is going to be held with no audience and no red carpet and only select members and grantees are going to be allowed in the room under strict COVID protocols. Okay, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It sounds like great fun. Oh, and I see where, speaking of Omicron, NBC late night host Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, positive for COVID-19. So the shows are canceled for the rest of the week. You know, if you're looking for somebody to host one of the shows, NBC, give me a call. I'm willing to do it for you. Jeff Fisher, Chewing the Fat, filling in for Fallon or Myers. I know it's a difficult job, and I know it's not easy, and I know that, you know, someone coming in under your strict COVID protocols, which I, you know, am fully vaccinated, and have not had COVID, so, you know, I could show up for you and do the job. And we, you know, write a couple of jokes with your team and maybe teach him a couple of things that are funny. It could be just me, but maybe we teach him something that could be funny. But I'm here for you. NBC, give me a call. I'm willing to sit in and host it for you. No problem. You know, you're like, that's going to happen. But I'm here if you need me. And we can do it from here. A worst case scenario, we'll just shoot it from here in Dallas, Texas at the Mercury Studios. And, you know, good to go. All right. So give me a call, NBC. I see where we have a new COVID-19 variant. I know. You better be careful because it's the B.1.640.2. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay. It's not going to be pretty. It's the new coronavirus variant. Yeah. You heard me. It's the B.1.640.2. The bad thing is that it has 46 mutations in an atypical combination. Oh, okay. Now, this is according to a preprint study that has not yet been peer-reviewed, so it might have more, it might have less. We don't know that. But according to this study, the two already known spike protein mutations, N501Y and E484K, are also found in the new coronavirus variant. The N501Y mutation, for example, was detected very early in the Alpha variant. It causes the pathogen to bind more strongly to human cells and thus to spread more easily in the body. The E484K is one of the escape mutations located directly in the spike protein and thus possibly reduces the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. Huh, I'm sorry, what was that? Yeah, it is one of the escape mutations located directly in the spike protein and thus possibly reduces the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. Huh. Now, we do know that Omicron is that way as well, and that's, you know, probably, and we're probably going to say, well, that is Omicron, Jeff. Okay, that's what it is. Okay, you got me. So, you know, even though you're getting it, you're not getting it as bad, and you're okay. Plus, we have now something that they're calling flu plus coronavirus. Yay! Yay! Flu-rona. Now, personally, I prefer Flumicron, but, you know, the story says Flurona, so, all right, fine. You know, Texas Children's Hospital announced this week that tests confirmed a child has infected with influenza A and SARS-CoV-2. So, no other details were given on that, so we do have some Flurona. We do have, there was a reported case in Israel as well, in an unvaccinated pregnant woman. Wow. Pregnant and then having flu-rona. That does not sound like a fun time. I don't recommend that for anyone. So flu-rona, or as Chewing the Fat has named it, Flumicron, is out there. So be careful and wash your hands, wear your masks, get vaccinated, do everything you're supposed to do. Okay? All right, good. And while you're doing that, you might as well follow me on Twitter at JeffyJFR, Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio, Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can follow me on Getter. This is all new, the all brand new Getter social media page, at JeffyJFR. You know, I was looking, I was wondering too, so I remember on Twitter, the at Jeffy, the guy will not let me get it from him. He's lives in the Northwest, and he is, I don't think he's a fan. He has blocked me, and if you question him about giving me the Jeffy Twitter account, he apparently blocks all of you people. But there's a Jeffy on Getter, J-E-F-F-Y, that's already there, signed up in July, because I signed up for Getter back in July, and I just never used it. But I couldn't get Jeffy because somebody else already had it. So if you have Jeffy, and I'm going to reach out, I remember, and it's all coming back to me now. This weekend was a Getter blur because I was reminded, you know, Joe Rogan made the big push to Getter, and then the whole world wanted to be on Getter. And so I was reminded, oh, yeah, I've got a Getter account. I signed up, you know, back in July. So I go and I look, and it's at JeffyJFR. So then I look for Jeffy again. I realized that somebody had already taken it. So if you are on Getter as Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, I would like that, please. Now, you know, you can contact me. Email me at chewingthefat@theblaze.com, or you can direct message me on Getter at JeffyJFR, or direct message me on any of the other platforms and let me know that we can, you know, swap it out. You can have, I don't know if I want to give you JeffyJFR. We'll talk. We'll talk about what I will give up for the Getter Jeffy. I also saw one of the things, and I commented too. I don't know that he's seen it or not, but I see where Larry the Cable Guy is on Getter, and he is at Get R Done Larry, G-I-T-R Done Larry. And I was thinking, why isn't he just at Done on Getter? Getter at Done. I don't understand. Maybe it's just me. That's what it is. It's just me. But I actually, you know, I commented to him, I can't believe you're not just at done on Getter. But, you know, we'll see. I guess it was just me. I was reminded from by an email from Matt, who emailed chewingthefat@theblaze.com, and he went on to say in his email, "Hey Jeffy, thanks for the show. I appreciate that you're still fighting to keep it free for us. You're welcome. You were the person I heard talking about the kidnapped missionaries in Haiti the most." Yeah, I thought it was a fascinating story. I couldn't believe that it didn't seem like we were doing everything that we could to get these people free. And so he was reminding me that the press conference about their release was just after your show for the year. Right. That just happened. We talked about it happening on the last show, I believe. And it seems like some ransom might have been paid earlier. I know. They aren't reporting if any was paid or not, but they're pretty sure that some was, or certainly appears that way. And the five that were released early were for medical reasons, but the last 12, this is in Matt's email, escaped in the night through a back door that was propped shut from the outside. Interesting story. Thanks, Matt. Well, first of all, Matt, again, you're welcome. Second, I appreciate you reminding me because it is a fascinating story. And, you know, really, Haiti is just such a beautiful place. And I mean, there's more than 600 kidnappings have been reported. 600 kidnappings in the first 9 months of 2021 were reported. 600 kidnappings in the first 9 months. Oh, okay. I mean, there were only 231 in 2020. That's because nobody was going there. It was a pandemic going on. Maybe just possible. But, I mean, we had the gang boss, right, William Joseph, who said, you know, he'd put a bullet in the heads of these Americans. If I don't get what I'm asking for, I swear by the thunder. Oh, okay. I want to make sure I quote gang leader Wilson Joseph. I don't want to put words in his mouth. He didn't swear by the thunder. He sweared by thunder. I swear by thunder that if I don't get what I'm asking for, I will put a bullet in the heads of these Americans. Oh, okay, great. Now, according to Christian Aid Ministries, who were where the people were affiliated with and who kept updating everyone on the process and what was happening, they thanked everyone, and they thanked the U.S. government for helping. They thanked the news media. They thanked the Haitian people, and they were all praying for everyone, and they, you know, thanked the people in the government who assisted in the safe return of the hostages. But when you listen to the story, it was the government that got them out. So, you know, the gang that seized them, they demanded $1 million a head, right? $1 million a head. Now, they let five of them go. I don't know if they got any money for letting the medical exempt people go. But then, according to this story, when the timing was right, the group who had been in prayer service, and I guess they were being fed and they were given water to drink, but their bathing water was dirty. And so some of the people are infected from mosquito bites and stuff, where the dirty water got in the bites, and now they're infected and they have some wounds. So they've got some, you know, some healing to do, but they were all, you know, still alive. And they said that when the timing was right, they found a way to open the door that was closed and blocked, filed silently to a path they had chosen to follow, and left the place that they were held. Evading numerous guards, the group traveled in the direction of a mountain that they had seen days earlier, using constellations to guide them. It was not immediately clear how they managed to escape the guards. They will tell you that it was with the help of their God. The group included a married couple, a 10-month-old baby, and a children aged 3, 14, and 15. There were also 4 adult men and 2 women. They traveled through the woods and thickets, working through thorns and briars. He explained the group, including all the children, remained silent during the ordeal and that the infant was wrapped in clothing to protect her from the prickly briars. 2 hours were through fierce brambles. We were in gang territory the whole hike. Around dawn, they found a person with a phone who helped them call authorities. They were, you know, then later flown back to Florida on U.S. Coast Guard flight with Christian Aid Ministries, and most have returned to their families. Just an incredible time. So they also provided baby formula for the infant, but it was the contaminated water that led to the skin sores around the mosquito bites or whatever bug bites they had on them. And they also denied reports that the driver, when they were taken hostage, was a Haitian local. The driver was Canadian, and he is also free now. So just an incredible story. And their time with the Mazowo, the 400 Mazowo criminal gang, was just incredible. And they prayed, and it came true. And they got out safely. So, I mean, you could make the argument that maybe they didn't need to be there, but they were there helping people the whole time. And they were enabled, you know, they want to help the poor children in remote parts of Haiti. They want to help widows, elderly, and handicapped. They deliver medicines. They provide teaching. They supply Bibles. And this is, you know, what they do. So to go through something like that is just amazing. And they give all thanks to God for that. And you cannot blame them. Time for another edition of Houses of the Hoity Toity on Chewing the Fat on CTF Network. Houses of the Hoity Toity. Today, one man inside the massive real estate portfolio of Jeff Bezos. Reported real estate holdings worth $578 million. Probably more. He's picked up several properties in his home state of Washington, a number of New York City apartments, and a few sprawling estates in California. He's got the ranch in Texas and a number of places in Washington, D.C. Several years ago, after he founded Amazon, he put down $10 million on what has largely been his primary residence over the past few decades. It has two homes measuring 20,600 square feet and 8,300 square feet, respectively, situated on 5.3 acres in the exclusive Medina neighborhood of Seattle. Bill Gates, he lives down the street there. In 2010, the Albuquerque native invested $28 million to renovate the property, and that same year, he bought the property next door, the 24,000-square-foot house that came with an additional 5 acres. Oh, that was only listed at $53 million at the time. So we're not sure what he ended up paying for it, though, but he owns the compound still. Then the following year, he bought Sony Music executive Tommy Mottola's $7.65 million dump in Century City in Manhattan's Lincoln Square neighborhood. Believed he used that for the wife. That's when Mackenzie and he were still together, and he had his parents there for a while. And then he reportedly bought another adjacent unit for $5.3 million with 1,725 square feet. He realized, even at that time, he needed more square footage with Mackenzie. He didn't have to worry about that. Now, then in 2004, he purchased the Corn Ranch, which is just north of Van Horn, Texas. And they're not sure how much he paid for that, but it's 30,000 acres. He bought it from attorney Ronald Stasny, who reportedly renovated the gray stucco, one-story main house built in the 20s. He added a spa, remodeled the kitchen, updated the tile floors. We saw some of that in the documentary on Prime because that serves as the base of operations for Blue Origin. That's his, you know, the space company. And if you watched the Amazon Prime show with William Shatner and, you know, going to space on Prime, they show the Corn Ranch place during that documentary. Then in 2007, he purchased a Spanish-style mansion in Beverly Hills for $24.45 million. The 11,891-square-foot home features a total of 7 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, separate guest house. It has outdoor amenities, including a greenhouse, a lighted tennis court, a swimming pool, fountains, a 6-car garage. And he also has expanded on that property. He still owns that property. In 2016, Bezos made a big move in Washington, D.C., snapping up 2 sprawling mansions measuring a combined 27,000 square feet for $23 million. Oh, that was nice. The one house built in 1914, previously the site of a textile museum, was recorded as one of the largest houses in all of D.C. And he purchased, he also owns the Washington Post, which he owns. And if you didn't know that, which is why he needs a place in D.C. And he purchased property with plans to convert the 2 adjacent structures into 1 single-family home so that the family could use it during their visits to the city. Now, it's located in the Calorama neighborhood, which, you know, Barack had a house in. I don't know if he still has that house. Ivanka had a house there. It's the neighborhood to be in. And then he was planning, according to reports, that he wanted to renovate the place, including an addition of a garden room in 1 of the 2 structures. So we'll see if that was 2016. I think some of that construction was actually going on. We saw some photos of that. Then in 2017, he expanded his Beverly Hills compound with the purchase of a $12.9 million home next door to the Spanish style he bought in 2007. That structure measured 4,586 square feet with 4 bedrooms and 6 baths. And that's got the semicircular drive and the swimming pool and the shaded trees. And I think that's the house that has the ice cream machine. You know, from the ice cream truck, the soft serve ice cream truck. I think that's the house that has that. But I'm not positive. It could be the other one. I mean, it's part of the compound. So one of those houses. But remember the guy that was serving the soft serve ice cream truck machine and he was delivering the stuff to the Bezos house? Pretty sure that was the one. But I'm not sure. I mean, they get all mixed up when you're talking about houses of the hoity-toity. Then in 2019, he splurged on a trio of Manhattan apartments overlooking Madison Square Park. That was only about $80 million. So, and they claimed that at the time it was going to be one of the biggest, most expensive real estate transactions in New York City. No, not really. The $240 million Manhattan penthouse that was purchased beat out the Bezos' price of $80 million. So anyway, Bezos got 3 floors, 10,000-square-foot penthouse with a grand ballroom, 3 bedrooms with high-end finishes, and an adjoining 4-bedroom pad with oversized windows on 3 of its 4 sides. I bet that has some beautiful views, man. Overlooking Madison Park like that with 3 sides of the floor-to-ceiling windows? Be huge, man. In 2020, then the Blue Origin founder kicked off the year with the purchase of a 2nd Calorama residence in Washington, D.C. for a considerably modest price of $5 million. Now, that mansion is located right across the street from his textile museum home, leading speculation that his purchase was primarily made for privacy reasons, as the mansion has direct line of sight into Bezos's mega mansion. That's absolutely why he bought it. He doesn't want anybody else living there. And then if he has guests, he can let them stay over there. You can leave. I just, you know what? Thanks for coming. And hey, no, I don't want you in this house. I've got other things to worry about, but you can, I don't know, walk across the street or have somebody drop you off. Then in February, he paid $165 million for David Geffen's Beverly Hills mansion. 10 acres, including 13,600 square feet, Georgian-style main house, two guest homes, a nursery, three hot houses, a tennis court, a swimming pool, terraces, and a nine-hole golf course. The Grand Motor Court even has its own service garage and gas pumps. I want that. That is what I want. I want my own service garage and gas pumps. Now, sure, you got to pay for the gas to be pumped in. Sure, you have to pay for the mechanic to be on call. But so, a notable feature of the main house is its antique wood flooring, imported from overseas, believed to be the very floor that Napoleon stood on when he proposed to Empress Josephine. That was David Geffen's house, man. no longer David Geffen, though. That belongs to Jeff Bezos. In April, Bezos bought a fourth unit in his Madison Square Park apartment building, where he snapped up three homes the previous summer, dropping $16 million for a three-bedroom unit adjacent to the two lower-level units from the original purchase. Unclear at the time what he plans to do for combining all four units. Building permits were submitted in the fall of 2019, so it's likely that that fourth acquisition was meant to be an addendum to the already grand Manhattan mega mansion. In July of 2020, Bezos built upon his Beverly Hills holdings by purchasing the property adjacent to Geffen's estate for $10 million. It's just a dump next door. It's got 4,615 square feet, two-story traditional home, three bedrooms, four and a half baths, and much of the interior has been upgraded. French doors, six brick fireplaces, crown molding, dark hardwood floors, and outdoor brick courtyard, vegetable and rose gardens. So that's beautiful. And now this year, this is 2022. What am I thinking? Last year, 2021, he further invested in his Manhattan mega mansion by picking up the $23 million unit in the same building where he had already spent $96 million on four separate homes. So now he has 20,000 square feet in this building. And his latest purchase, yes, in houses of the hoity-toity, his latest purchase, Jeff Bezos, $78 million for his compound in Hawaii on Maui. Now, it's he actually bought out the holding company that owns the land rather than purchasing the land outright. Property was never publicly listed, so little is known about it, but it measures 14 acres, includes multiple structures, including a 4,500 square foot main house and a 1,700 square foot guest house, both of which were built in the Hawaiian plantation style. It's got a wood clad outdoor kitchen and deck just off the main house, offer the perfect spot for entertaining and taking in the scenic views. There's also a 700 square foot pool overlooking the properties. Private white sand beach. Yes, it's beautiful. And he and Lauren can spend their time just relaxing in the Maui sun, the white beach, and the beautiful pool. Houses of the Hoity-Toity on CTF Network. Just incredible. Incredible estate holdings from Jeff Bezos. And why not? He's like the richest. Oh, no, I mean, he's the second richest. I guess he's still number two. Richest guy on the planet. And so having estate holdings worth $578 million, why not?
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.